Hi, it's Maya. You're listening to Soundpit, and today we're talking about how Satanism has shown up in music over the decades. First up is a song by Robert Johnson, a blues player from Mississippi who supposedly sold his soul to the devil at a local crossroads in exchange for mastery of the guitar. This song is called Crossroad Blues, and it was recorded in 1936. That song is about trying to hitch a ride at the crossroads, but people claim that it's a coded allusion to his deal with the devil. It was later covered by Cream and became one of their best-known songs. Johnson's story is normally compared to the myth of Johann George Faustus, an alchemist and astrologer who sold his soul to the demon Mephistopheles in exchange for all knowledge and worldly pleasures. However, it's more likely to stem from the Haitian voodoo legend of Papa Legba, a spirit who serves as the intermediary between God and humanity, standing at the spiritual crossroads. Weirdly, there was a slightly earlier blues player called Tommy Johnson who was unrelated to Robert Johnson but was also said to have traded his soul with the devil to play the blues, so it's likely that Robert's story was borrowed from or confused with his. The Faustian myth continued through the 20th century, with whispers floating around claiming that many rock stars were Satanists. The blues and rock and roll were frequently referred to as the devil's music. This has a lot to do with the fact that in the 50s and 60s, the music was at odds with the WASP community, and so you had this sort of war going on between traditional values and demonic possession, or liberalism. In the 60s, some bands were adding witchy elements to their art. Aleister Crowley, a famous occultist and the founder of the Order of the Golden Dawn, appeared as one of the faces on the Beatles' 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That same year, the Rolling Stones released the album Their Satanic Majesty's Request. This next song isn't off that album. It came out as a single in 1968, but you know I had to play it. This is Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Many a man's soul of faith. around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah, watch with glee while your kings and queens fought for tender cage for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach.
During a performance of this song in 1969, a young black man was murdered by members of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, who the Stones had hired as security at the gig. The group backed away from Satanism after this. The Beatles' 1968 White Album included Helter Skelter, one of the heaviest sounding songs released by a major band at that point. The following year, the song was used as a sort of slogan for the Manson family murders, with Helter Skelter found written in the victim's blood on the fridge door at one of the murder scenes. Charles Manson believed that the song was a message inciting a race war in America. It's not really Satanism, but worth a mention as the song laid down the foundation of heavy metal, which was sort of fated to be associated with violence and Satanism and all sorts of dark stuff.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you?
Also in 1969, Anton LaVey published his Satanic Bible, marking a new form of Satanism based on hedonism and anarchism. It's probably important to note at this point that there's a lot of different forms of Satanism. LaVey's Church of Satan practices atheistic Satanism, as opposed to theistic Satanism, which tends to involve an actual belief in the devil and often Abrahamic religion as well, although it's not really as clear-cut as that. Groups are often loose, with beliefs merging with paganism, other forms of the occult, and pop culture ideas of Satan. The Church of Satan doesn't believe that Satan literally exists, rather seeing him as an archetype of carnality. However, they do practice forms of magic. Around this time, psychedelic artists such as Arthur Brown began to put on dark and theatrical performances that would come to influence many metal bands. The American psychedelic rock band Coven used occult imagery in their lyrics and album art, and performed theatrical satanic rituals at their live performances. The artwork for their 1969 debut album, Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls, marked the first appearance in rock music of The Sign of the Horns, which became pretty common in metal culture. This next song is off that album. This is Wicked Woman. Emerging out of 60s acid rock came heavy metal, which combined psychedelic Satanism with darker and heavier sounds. Most critics credit either Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath for creating the genre, and combined with Deep Purple, these three bands have sometimes been referred to as the unholy trinity of heavy metal. Black Sabbath's heavy sound comes in part from the fact that guitarist Tony Iommi lost part of his fingers in a work accident at a metal factory, so he had to tune his guitar down for easier fretting and rely on power chords, which are easier to play. Working class Birmingham, as a bleak and industrial city full of noisy factories and metalworking, has also been credited with influencing the band's heavy, chugging sound and the sound of heavy metal in general. This next song is Children of the Grave, from Black Sabbath's 1971 album, Master of Reality.
Thank you.
The initial motivation for adopting satanic elements was simply to increase record sales, mostly among rebellious teenagers who wanted to shock family and friends, particularly as the Christian right was slowly beginning to rise in the US in the 70s. Few of the early rock musicians were actually interested in promoting Satanism, but it still sparked some hysteria.
The satanic message is clear, both in the album covers and in the lyrics, which are reaching impressionable young minds.
Other heavy metal groups associated with the devil were Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and sometimes even Kiss, whose name fans claim stand for Knights in Satan's Service. In 1985, serial killer Richard Ramirez, also known as the Night Stalker, had a highly publicised trial in which he claimed to have modelled some of his crimes after the AC/DC song Night Prowler. Police also claimed that Ramirez was wearing an AC/DC shirt and left an AC/DC hat at one of his crime scenes. During the trial, Ramirez shouted Hail Satan and showed off a pentagram that he'd carved into his palm. The incident brought extremely bad publicity to the band, whose concerts and albums were suddenly campaigned against by parents in Los Angeles. While the song had taken on a murderous connotation by Ramirez, it's actually about a boy sneaking into his girlfriend's bedroom at night. To be fair, it is a pretty good song. Here's Night Prowler by AC/DC.
Still.
In the 80s, there began to emerge what would later be called the Satanic Panic, a sort of hysteria around the idea that Satanists were operating in underground cults across America and the UK. It was triggered in 1980 when a now discredited psychologist called Lawrence Pazda published a memoir called Michelle Remembers, claiming that through hypnosis he had regressed his wife and former patient into childhood, recovering memories of past abuse at the hands of Satanists. It was quickly debunked, but it still received widespread media attention, and Pazda consequently gained recognition as an expert in what would later be termed satanic ritual abuse. My suspicion is that these recovered memories, if there even were any, were actually of abuse by people in the Christian church, which would be much more likely. The Satanic Panic built upon existing societal moral panics relating to cults and child abuse, as well as drawing upon homophobic narratives. Most rock music was accused of being satanic, and so were fantasy books and games like Dungeons and Dragons. In 1984, Pazda acted as a consultant in the McMartin preschool trial, where workers at a daycare were accused of hundreds of instances of satanic ritual abuse. The children were questioned, but kids being kids, they made up all these weird stories. The trial lasted for 7 years, and all charges were eventually dropped. It was really weird, just go look it up. Out of the satanic panic sprung hysteria around the idea of a technique called backmasking, where a backwards message is recorded onto a track that's meant to be played forwards. Christian radio programs claimed that many rock songs contained backmasked satanic messages that could bypass the conscious mind and be accepted subliminally by the listener. One of the main songs this charge was leveled against was Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Supposedly it says, "Oh, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan. He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan." I mean, sort of. I think the song's better the right way around. Allow me to infect your brains with satanic messaging. This is Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin from the year 1971.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts. Makes me wonder. such a feeling I get when I look to the west and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand up.
The band mostly denied and ignored the claims of backmasking. To be fair, it does discredit people's art and human creativity in general to claim that a musician must have sold their soul to produce a piece of music. Close-minded, gullible and uncreative people who don't understand art and fear what they don't understand is going to be sort of a recurring theme. In fairness, Jimmy Page was briefly interested in the occult and he purchased the house that Aleister Crowley had lived in. However, he rarely stayed there because it gave him bad vibes and the band suspected that it was haunted. Other allegedly backmasked songs include Hotel California by the Eagles and Justin Bieber's Baby. And there's a bunch of Beatles songs that, when reversed, sound like announcements that Paul McCartney was dead. Amongst the biggest victims of the Satanic Panic were the West Memphis Three, a group of three teenagers who were accused and convicted of the 1993 sexual assault and murders of three young boys in West Memphis, Arkansas. Damien Echols was sentenced to death, and Jesse Miskelly Jr. and Jason Baldwin were sentenced to life imprisonment. The accusations were primarily based on the fact that the boys were goth and rumours that they worshipped Satan, despite a lack of any actual physical evidence. It was basically a modern-day witch hunt, with the boys being targeted because they didn't fit in. The documentary Paradise Lost publicised the case, and I think pretty much the whole trial was filmed and shown in it. That film and its sequel were really well-made documentaries that had a massive impact on me, so I'd recommend checking them out. Paradise Lost was the first time that Metallica allowed their music to be used in a film. This is the main song in it, Welcome Home or Sanitarium, from their 1986 album Master of Puppets. We'll be right back. After spending 18 years in prison, the three men were freed in 2011 when new DNA evidence showed them to have no connection to the killings. Damien Eccles, the main suspect in the case and the one who was sentenced to death, now has a YouTube channel and books out that talk a bit about the case and his time in prison, but mostly about high magic, which he used as a coping mechanism when he was locked up. The boys received a lot of support from people in the rock and punk scene, with Eddie Vedder being one of the biggest supporters. Two albums were released to raise money for the boys' legal fees. One called Free the West Memphis Free, which featured original songs about the case by artists such as Steve Earle, Tom Waits, and Joe Strummer. And a second one released by Henry Rollins, featuring artists such as Iggy Pop and Ice-T covering Black Flag songs. It's really cool to see these musicians standing up for them, since it was the sort of music the boys listened to, and it's likely that some of the artists involved related to them. Rock's always been representative of misfits and outsiders, and both rock and Satanism represent rebellion, intellectualism, and authenticity, especially in contrast to the safety and superficiality of pop culture and the mainstream. That's probably why it's constantly being scapegoated. In 1999, news media falsely blamed Marilyn Manson for influencing the Columbine High School massacre.
If Marilyn Manson can walk into our town and promote hate, violence, suicide, death, drug use, and Columbine-like behavior, I can say, not without a fight, you can't.
Since the band formed, Marilyn Manson has been involved in shock rock, playing provocative performances with burning crosses, children in cages, weird costumes, and butchered animal remains. His lyrics and performances have gotten him banned from certain countries and even states in the US. His music is pretty anti-religion, but not so much satanic. However, he was familiar with the writings of Aleister Crowley, quoting him in his autobiography, and he was also a friend of Anton LaVey, receiving an honorary priesthood in the Church of Satan. I've loved this guy for years, so I'm going to try not to info dump too much. This is 1996 off of the 1996 album Antichrist Superstar. I think now is a good time to briefly mention goth. Gothic music is distinct from heavy metal music, and although Satan is sometimes mentioned, he's not really a central symbol. Goth tends to be more witchy and vampiric and carries broader horror themes than Satanism. However, the two are often connected in the minds of outsiders because of their similar dark aesthetics. Anyway, heavy metal spawned different subgenres of metal, such as thrash metal, death metal, and black metal. Black metal was originally a term for extreme metal bands with satanic lyrics and imagery. You see the upside-down pentagram everywhere. However, most of the earlier bands weren't actually Satanists, and mainly used the aesthetics to provoke controversy or gain attention. The English band Venom was thought to be the first black metal band, metalheads, please don't come for me, coining the term with their 1982 album, Black Metal. The next song is off that album, this is Don't Burn the Witch. A second wave of black metal bands came out of Norway in the 90s. With their faces smeared with corpse paint, these bands were more violent, controversial, and ideological than the previous generation, expressing misanthropic views, hostility to modern society, and extreme anti-Christianity that often came in the form of Satanism or Nordic paganism. These bands were often nationalist, and there is a small neo-Nazi movement within black metal, although it's been shunned by many of the prominent artists. Bands like Horde and Antesta developed a form of Christian black metal, sometimes referred to as un-black metal. However, many black metalers believe that black metal can't be Christian. Some prominent scene members, such as Euronymous and Faust, stated that only bands who are Satanists can be called black metal. However, black metalists typically rejected organized satanic groups as too moderate or liberal, particularly the Church of Satan, which they view as wrapped up with capitalism and being more interested in words than in actions. Others shun Satanism as a whole, seeing it as perpetuating the Judeo-Christian worldview. One of the biggest names in this wave of black metal was Mayhem. This is them with Carnage.
Carnage!
Dead, the vocalist of Mayhem, committed suicide, and on finding his body, his band member, Euronymous, took a photo and used the image as an album cover. He also made a necklace with fragments of dead skull. Euronymous himself was later murdered by Varg Vikernes, founder of the band Burzum. Vikernes was charged for the murder, as well as his involvement in the burning of at least 10 churches, and on his arrest he was found with 150 kilograms of explosives in his house. Varg called himself a Satanist in early interviews, but he converted to a neo-Nazi form of Norse neo-paganism, saying that he was using Satan as a symbol for Odin and that the burnings were revenge for the Christian desecration of Viking graves and temples. He continued to write articles and music from prison, and when he got out, he became a YouTuber, until his channel was taken down for spreading far-right views. Jumping back a bit and moving over to a completely different genre of music, while the first generation of black metal was on the rise in the 80s, Satanism was also making its way into southern rap. Inspired by slasher films, groups like 3-6 Mafia and Ghetto Boys were harnessing demonic and occult themes and gruesome violence that pushed beyond what would normally be found in hip-hop. Mental illness and drug abuse were also prominent themes. You also had the likes of Eminem and Insane Clown Posse exploring some of the ideas in their rap. This sort of hip-hop grew to become known as horrorcore. Next up is Destruction Terror by 3-6 Mafia from the year 1997.
Psychopathically, scarecrow, terror, Tennessee.
Like Messel, Horrorcore has also been blamed for inciting violent crime, including the Red Lake High School massacre, the Farmville murders, murders of police officers, and gang activity. You get a sort of extension of Horrorcore in trap metal with the likes of Suicide Boys and Ghost Mane, who actually named a song after Euronymous, the Mayhem band member who got murdered. This next song is Uglier by Suicide Boys from 2016.
Pale face dust round me, eyes looking like round three, cup looking like nosebleed, only sipping out your codeine. Dash riding, you can send shot. They said you see him, I said I got him. Bottom lurks, snakes out the lake, ball of chain, ain't no escape. Fuck the fame, I just want to change. Fucking name, I just want a grave. Spit in your face, grave, be the apes. You sipping grape, I don't wanna taste. Cook and dance when I cook the bass. Hit the lace, now I'm feeling space. You see the tape where the bodies lay. Say you real, but I see the fake. Fuck on my face, yes, I'll. Am I in love with drugs? Yeah, ho. All my bloods got a mug on the record. War zones in the Psalms like a desert.
Suicide boy still alive, I haven't they died. 17 more minutes till I bled dry. Gotta get my head right, tying up the noose, not my neck tied. No more breath, tightened in my lungs, I feel it coming. I'm the shepherd with the flock of sheep. Clever, they want the slaughter for the sacrifice. They thought the soul is on, don't have to be off the dump. I often off them anyway, cause I'm the soul marauder. I toss them off the zeal away to the devil with a border. Take them underwater, take them to the altar of hell and let them wander while the devil separates the martyrs. Whoever's left will be turning to walkers and crawlers, waiting till the sky dark and now they ready for departure. Ruby the fire starter, Ruby the one who lets them all burn. Screaming Ruby, fuck my bitch, I tell them all the way they turn. Snap my fingers, now they're feeling all the flames burning. I extinguish them, assume that it's the lesson learned.
Yeah, South, it's a dead man walking. Ain't too big on talking. Chalk laying in the places I be stalking. Huffing off the nicotine, living drink with a coffin. You ain't fishing me, bitch. Get the hearse, doing dirt. Check my fingernails, living swell. Throwing hundreds in the wishing well. Yeah, this is sales from all the shit that's being shipped in mail. This some shit I didn't think that I would live and tell. Hell couldn't hold me, one and only. D-O-double-L-A, ain't in a bad place. Do crime, stack cheddar, whole rank, none better. Shoot first, has never. No bet, I'm suicidal, homicidal. Grab a rifle, probably die. Overdose some fucking bitches on the ice. Only time that I'm ever arrogant is out of spite. I be getting high in the area that's black and white. Hey.
In recent years, black metal album covers and band tees have appeared in hip-hop fashion, and overt satanic aesthetics have been used by pop and rap artists. The seed was sort of planted with the Jay-Z Illuminati imagery in the 2010s, and nowadays you've got Lil Nas X giving Satan a lap dance in the music video for Call Me By Your Name, and Sam Smith's all-red performance of Unholy at the Grammys, which conspiracy theorists insisted was a real satanic ritual orchestrated by an elite Hollywood cult. You've also got Doja Cat's satanic antics in the song Paint the Town Red. I'm not a huge fan of the song, but the music video is a work of art that clearly takes a lot of inspiration from film. I guess I'll play it anyway to break things up. This is Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat.
I said I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. Misery. I put good dick all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no shit without penalties. Bitch, I'm in your shit if you suffer me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take that bitch nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little bitch. She a rebel. She put my foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole life for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little bitch. She a rebel. She put my foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole life for me to settle. Yeah. Said pop make money. Now you try, bitch. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time bitch, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame ain't something that I need no more. Cause bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She put my foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole life for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She put my foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole life for me to settle.
Doja Cat sort of leans into the Satanism accusations with a sense of irony, and like the earlier metal bands, most of these artists are basically harnessing conspiracy for publicity or an aesthetic. Since the world is becoming more secular, you would expect these performances to have less of an impact, and for a lot of people, Satanism feels a little worn out. However, since the satanic panic has evolved into stuff like QAnon, COVID conspiracies, and Pizzagate, it's easy to provoke outrage and hysteria among Facebook mums. There's also still a strong tradition of Christian YouTube channels criticizing pop music and pushing their God-honoring music. On the other end of things, you have the founding of the Satanic Temple in 2012, which follows an atheistic form of Satanism, with the goal to disrupt and point out religious hypocrisy. The temple sort of subverts the devil as a force for good rather than for evil, similar to John Milton and William Blake's conceptions of Satan as a representation of creativity, freedom, and rebellion against stagnation and control. A band who does a similar thing with their music is the Swedish band Ghost. This is them with Square Hammer from the year 2016. We'll be right back. Ghost performances are theatrical, with a lot of religious iconography that inverts the Catholic Church, sort of both as a parody and a criticism. The frontman, Tobias Forge, plays these different sort of anti-Pope characters in heavy face paint and prosthetics. It's crazy because he looks so creepy, but he has such a soft voice, and his characters are normally portrayed as benevolent. The rest of the band are masked, and they've switched out over the years. The band's musical style incorporates churchy elements with organs and choruses. However, the satanic theme posed challenges during recording sessions in Nashville, where they struggled to find choral singers who were willing to perform their lyrics. I'm going to wrap things up there, so if you made it to the end, then thank you for listening. As usual, I'll leave a playlist to all of these songs and more in the description. If you enjoyed the show, then please give me a like on Spotify and follow me on Instagram at soundpit.fm. I'd really appreciate it. I'll leave you with Dogma by Marilyn Manson.